Okay, so we are continuing our discussion of Ashrei. And just to recap, since it's been a few weeks, something that might be inspiring to all of us. We learned about the idea in Ashrei, that a person who says Ashrei every day, three times a day, Muvtach lo shu ben olam haba, it's like a free pass into the next world. Now, I don't think that means you can do every sin under the sun and you're going to be able to just go in. But it's telling us that there is a special merit in the saying of Ashrei. And I will tell you that since we studied it together, it's made an impact on me. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share it with you, because it made an impact on me. Sometimes Ashrei in the morning or in the afternoon, we're rushing through at Mincha, but if we stop and pause, and there seems to be a certain, I'm going to say the word magic, to the potion of saying a prayer with the whole Aleph Beis, there seems to be an idea that if a person praises Hashem in this way, it influences them. God doesn't need our praise, doesn't need our prayers, but the ability of us to say those words, it's what it does to us. And Ashrei Yoshev Beisecha, praised is the person who sits in your house. So this week we want to ask, what we want to add, a few dimensions. The first dimension that we are adding is the idea that a person comes home. It's Yoshvei Beisecha, okay? O Yehalucha Sela, they will continue to praise you. So this Shiraz David brings from Medrash the following idea. And King David was a king. So we think of the king, because the king we know about is King Abdullah. We don't know really what he does, because that's in a country that we don't have access to. But we know about the Queen of England. Also, I'm not sure exactly what she does, but we can find out. Because we can have access. Open society is access to what do these people do. David HaMelech, King David, he was a head of state. And there was a lot of business to attend to. So he said the following in Tehillim. I went about my ways. In other words, I had things to do. I had finance ministers to meet. I had to talk about the state of the country. However, he writes in Tehillim, Ashiva ragli al edosecha. No matter where I was going in the morning, my feet took me to the Beis HaMedrash. So, I don't think we have that problem. We don't have a problem that if we're on the way to somewhere, we're on the way to Lowe's, the car doesn't automatically go to the cold level. We still have that problem. We just don't have that problem. Okay? We go to Lowe's. What?
The GPS directs you.
So what I think he's saying to us is that if a person is habituated to go to the house of Hashem, to go to shul, to go to study, it will influence him and he will keep going. If you don't go, if you never go, so it'll have no benefit for you. But he's saying the habitual going is going to take you there other times and have influence on your life. And for King David, so he had this, he was so strongly connected, he was so strongly in tune with Hashem, that for him, he was going to Lowe's and his feet took him to the Kollel. That was him. For us, he's saying that a person who is ragil, a person who is habituated has a good habit of going to shul and going to learn, they are going to be brought there other times too. It's because they set it in motion. So I compliment you. You come here. You come here. You spend your morning here. You do a lot of effort. That, it's not just what it gives you now. It gives you like a long-term type of a way. It gives you a long-term type of a benefit. You then become a person who sits in the house of Hashem. You know, there are people who are not so educated. They come to the house of Hashem one time a year, two times a year, three times a year. They come perhaps if there's a tragedy, if there's a happy occasion. So you're coming every day. That coming every day makes a difference. And we see that King David was such a person that he had that ability to want to be there. And we are taught in many places that if we just want to be there, it'll make a difference. Excuse me. My father speaks about sales. He was a salesman for many years. And he said a person had to show up. You just have to show up. It doesn't mean every place you show up, you're going to get a sale. But if you show up, it's more likely that you're getting a sale. And that's part of what the idea is. So for us, it's showing up. The lesson to learn from King David is we aspire to be a person who we have to go to Lowe's, but our feet are really dragging us to the Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't think that Lowe's is the be-all and end-all. Yeah, you have to go to Lowe's. Yeah, we go to Lowe's. We should try to realize that to the extent that we can possible, our magnet should be those special and holy places. And that's what's hidden in the words Ashrei Ashrei Meisachon. Fortune is the person who I have to go to Lowe's. But really, that's where I'm supposed to go. It's that campus, that level of where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to be doing? So that was one point that was made as meaningful. A second idea is brought from the Sfasemis. It's a person, Ashrei Ashrei Meisachon, fortunate is the person who sits in your house, is not just the person who is sitting in the house of Hashem. Because we know that we often can't stay there all day. We have to live our lives, we have to do. But the point is, where are our thoughts? If a person is able to keep in front of themselves service of Hashem, that's considered sitting in the house of Hashem. You're at Lowe's. You're doing your work. You're doing your job. You're doing your profession. But you're thinking, how can I do it in concert with my service to Hashem? That's considered sitting in the house of Hashem. It's almost as though you get credit for being there even though you weren't there. Because you're looking to align your thoughts, your actions with the proper service of Hashem is. And when we say, Ashrei Yoshvei Meisecha, O Yalu Chasela, three times a day we say it, if we can have this idea in mind, God, help me to be more focused on your service. Because many times we don't have the ability to have these feelings on our own. We live in a physical world, we're physical people, we're subject to so many influences. If a person can say, I'm saying this prayer, help me feel it. Help me feel the love. Help me feel the inspiration. Then, it's Ode Yehalu Chasela. Then a person will be able to praise Hashem. A third idea he brings in the Sefer is Ashrei Osam Shemetzapim Umamtinim El Meisecha. They're waiting not only for the ultimate redemption, but they're waiting to see good things for the Jewish people. This is the lens. Ashrei Yoshrei Vesecha. Praised are the people who are waiting that everyone should be in your house. And being in your house is a physical thing. It's being in the shul. It's being in the Beis HaMedrash of learning. And it's a spiritual thing. That the house of Israel, that the Jewish people should be under your umbrella. That people should be, I'm hoping and yearning for the Jewish people. I'm waiting for it to be, that everybody will be in the house of Hashem. So if we take these ideas, and we think about them, and we think about the fact that Ashrei contains in it the kernels for service of Hashem, for ourselves, this idea of being in the house of Hashem, it's an overarching idea. I'm in the house of God. What does that mean to be in the house of God? What does that mean for me? What does it mean for others? And how do I utilize that? On a daily basis, house of God means to go to davening. House of God means to go to learning. But it's not once I leave there, I'm finished. Like my head is focused in that direction all day. Through our studying and through our working together, I hope we'll be able to concretize this in our davening this week.